Let's say hello to him. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Kathy?
Oh, so lovely to hear from you. All right, who are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about the youngest son of Ravela Ramabulana. He's in fact the ninth son, the last born of King Ravela Ramabulana, who was appointed or elected to be the king of the Vasingo or the Vavenda people.
The Vavenda. Vavenda the vendors of today?
Today, yeah.
Yes, the current vendors. So they're also known as Vasingo. So you can either say Vasingo or you can say Vavenda.
That's so interesting. Or we can say Mashironi Abuti. Or we can say Henda. Ah. Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Ah, Dando.
All right. So tell us about King Makado Ramabulana, the king of the Vavenda.
So before I get into King Makado Ramabulana, I just want to paint just a picture of what is happening at this time. So his father, Ravela Ramabulana, had already allowed the Boer settlers to put down roots in Schoemansdal. So at this time, Schoemansdal is like an economic hub of the time. Although it's a small village and where you'd have people exchanging elephant tusk, lion skin, leopard skin, you know, and so on. So this is a big hub where people conduct barter trades for animal skin for gold or other communities, commodities and so on. At this point in time, this is the most northern point that is reached by the Boer settlers that migrated from the Cape Colony. So after the death of King Ravere Ramabulana, King Makado's father, the Boer settlers now start demanding taxes from the new king, being Makado at this point. They don't only demand taxes, they also try to confine the Vasingo or the Vavenda into the small reserves that are determined by the Boers. Wow. So interestingly enough, Paul Kruger supports these demands, and he calls for the dislodgement of King Makado and the establishment of an unchallenged Boer rule in that region. So King Makado becomes known as the Lion of the North because of the resistance to this attempts to chase him out of his land. Many start calling him Chilwabusiku cha Ramabulana Ravere, the night fighter, the son of Ramabulana Ravere, because he was so powerful. He commanded his regiments from the front and he successfully outmaneuvered the Boers, who plotted continuously against him and effectively kept them at bay until his death. So the Vavenda were only conquered after Mpepu, his successor, was defeated by the Boers in one of the last wars of the Transvaal. So that is all from me, Kathy, for today. We'll see what I have next week.
Looking forward to speaking to you. Thank you, Tumobo Pape. Have a wonderful week.
Pleasure.
God bless.
Thank you. So we're still moving, eh?
Sorry?
I was saying that we're still moving. The 28th is the last day on which people are going to be allowed to come and see the statues. And from there, we're packing the statues to Century City. The exhibition is going to open on the 15th of November in Kenya.
All right. If you haven't gone to see the Long March to Freedom at Maboneng,
you need
to
go.
No, it's Maropeng.
Yes.
Maropeng. It's not the one in town. It's the one in Krugersdorp. Not to be confused with Klarksdorp. Yes, Maropeng. It's the cradle of humankind. Go and have a look. Do yourself a favor. What are you waiting for? Because if you don't use, like all things, if you don't use it, you lose it.
And we lost it.
And we lost it.
Yeah.
So go and check it out. Thank you so much, Tumobo Pape. We will chat to you next week. Tumobo Pape is a guide. Go and introduce yourself. Actually, I'm not sure if he's there at the moment or is he on leave.